Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
B-Pod Studios.
Hi.
Hello. Good morning.
How are you? Oh, so you're up.
Hey.
Oh, is the board up now?
No.
The board will work, but none of our commercials, none of our sound effects, nothing.
Oh, good.
This is the third time this has happened in the last 3 weeks. This is that the board is shut down.
Huh. It's like all just the sound. It's like all the sound, right? All the production and everything like that.
Commercials, production, everything is down.
All right.
For the third time in 3 weeks.
Well, it looks like it's just up to you and me and Wallach to provide the magic there, Fred.
Okay. I don't know how this happens.
Can we have Nick? You know what? Maybe Nick should recreate the show opener for us. Fred, hello!
He's doing something.
What's more important than the show opener? There's nothing more important.
Getting everything together. It's not funny. It's not funny at all.
Ooh, I mean, listen, it sucks, but we got to deal with it. I mean, it's sitting on our
laps. It's the third time that it's happened, and you haven't. This is the first time it's happened to you. It's the third time it's happened to me.
A struggle all week staying on the air.
I understand that, but you're in Nantucket. This is a different story. This is just nothing working, which is really annoying.
Yeah, none of my sound clips work. I run most of them, so it sucks. Yeah,
and a big problem. It's a big problem. I get it once, okay, twice, and there's no one here to help. So it's a lot. I mean, it's not asking a ton for the main board of the station to work. This didn't happen in Cumming, Georgia. This didn't happen at this didn't happen in college radio. I mean, it's enough already. It's one thing to be a cute sweetie pie about things the whole time, and then it's another thing for the third time for this to happen.
So when this stuff broke down before, because it's happened a couple times just like in the history of the show, but you said it's happened three times during the last couple weeks when I was gone.
Yes, in the 15-year history of the show, how many times has this happened?
Like four. Yeah. I'm not kidding you. Like
four times in 15 years, and it's happened three times in the last 3 weeks.
So how long did it take for it to get fixed?
Well, one time it was with Tracy, and I was at home, so I don't know what happened. It like kicked on like in a half an hour, and then the other time
I'm sorry, real quick, kicked on or somebody came in and kicked it on?
I don't know. I can't answer that.
Because that's a big
question.
Difference right now. Like if somebody was at the, you know, if somebody was there to fix it, that's different. But or was it just a glitch that found its way to, you know, kind of clear its way through, and all of a sudden it just went on?
Okay, we're gonna try the show open. Here we go.
All right, let's do it.
Fred, hello.
Hey
guys.
Hello.
Hey.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do anything. She was tagging the 5 sector.
I want to be your friend.
Opinions is a rectum.
Let's go, Red Sox.
Sometimes you got to go back to go forward.
No Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Wall dick, but yeah.
She made out with my dad.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hot diggity dog.
Yeah.
Hi.
There we go.
Yeah.
Great. All right. So everything's working now?
Feels like it. Yep. Seems like okay. We were able to do a reset.
There we go. Mm-hmm. Was it just to turn it off, turn it on again, like a screwed up computer? Is that
like your phone?
You're right. Was that what it was? Was it just a hard reset, as they like to say?
I've had it with COVID. It's like everyone is using this as such an excuse just not to work. It just, it's really quite amazing.
Like, I mean, so what?
Everything, like, hey, man, there's COVID. Like, you know, let everything fall apart. It's cool.
So, wait, you're saying there's no engineer downstairs?
No.
Oh. Okay.
It's just funny to me. It's just, it's everything. I see it in other businesses, too. It's getting people back to any semblance of work ethic is going to be quite something. Really something to get people back because people are loving life. They get to sit home and half-ass everything, and unfortunately, now there are people here that are in charge of things working that work hard, and they unfortunately can't live at the station. But other than that, it's going to be something. I mean, as soon as it's gonna take. I will bet you, and we'll see. It will take a year, a solid year. Not from now, a solid year when eventually, like, people are vaccinated and, you know, the numbers are down to basically nothing. And it will, from that moment, say that moment's in August, it will take until August of 2022 for any semblance of work ethic to come
so
back.
So what
to
other industries do you see this in? Like, I'm trying to figure that out.
If you mail a package, it's going to take about a month to get to where it is.
Well,
you,
that's not because they're sitting at home. That's because there's more people having to send things. And also, it was because in the past, there was actual shenanigans in getting letters from one place to the next.
I know that it's January 21st. I don't think that the mail is being overrun on January 21st, but whatever.
Why don't you think the mailmen are sitting at home?
I didn't say the mailmen are sitting at home. I said that they're just. I just see things. Oh, here we go. I just see things. A bunch of stuff. Different businesses. Talking to my friends that have jobs. It's going to take them a long time to get back into the swing of things. I realize that you want to be the people's champ, but I'm seeing this a lot.
I don't know what you mean by the people's champ. I'm curious. Like, what have you seen? I mean, I would like to know.
Is that things are working that people that I talk to that have jobs are very reticent, that they're very much enjoying what's going on right now in terms of their work schedules. And getting them back to any kind of 9-to-5 is going to be a real challenge for people. And, okay, I wanted to take my daughter to a store yesterday, and they shut down at 4. Just things like that. Just it's going to take a long time. And you know, people, school, that's another thing. I mean, it's in not just that school's not open, but the attitude that I read about a lot of people involved in the school system. There's a bunch of stuff that I believe is going to be very difficult. It remains to be seen. Hopefully I'm wrong. But it's just the way it is. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough to get people back and working and back in commuting and doing the things that they were doing. It's going to be very difficult. And I say August of 2022. So if I'm sitting here in January of 2022 and the things are the same, unfortunately I was correct. But it's going to be hard, like anything else. I mean, if you get into the pattern of doing something and you adjust to the way things are, you know, it's hard to adjust back. And the longer that you've had to, the longer that it's been a certain way, the harder it is to get back to the way it was.
Well, I would just to the other side of things, I would say that people. Well, I mean, it's the truth. I mean, most of the people that I've talked to can't wait for things to get back to normal, especially teachers. It's a nightmare for teachers. They don't have to deal with that. Teaching a class full of, like dark Zoom screens where they don't know what their kids are doing, or when they got their parents listening in on the other end and criticizing every single thing that they do. Dude, it sucks. It's a nightmare. They want to get this all done and over with. I would think that, Fred, 98% of the I'll give you 90. 90% of the population can't wait to get this crap over with and get back to normal.
I think there's things that people want to get back to normal, of course. I think that there, but when it comes to their work schedules, I would argue with you. All I know is every time I have something with a teacher, one of them's not there. If there's supposed to be two, there's one. If there's supposed to be something, there's something not there. We'll see. I mean, the Globe did an article about it. The Globe did an article about people that didn't want to get back to the way that work was. And the first person that was on it was a preschool teacher. So, I mean, all I know is what I read and what I hear. And that's the way it is in my mind. And hopefully I'm wrong. But we won't know for a while.
So do we know now that the big fix to our computer system is just turning it off and turning it on again? Is that kind of what the pattern has been?
It's odd, Rich. There is no sort of on-off button for it because nothing would, you know, if I loaded something into play, then it would play, but it just wasn't going out over the air.
You had an engineer in there. Did he have any answers?
Yeah, each one of the pots that play the commercials or the sound effects or anything like that all had to be reset.
Okay.
So somehow during that commercial break leading up to the top of the hour before John's headlines, they just stopped transmitting over the air.
Maybe just to make sure this doesn't happen, maybe we just have at like 4:45 when Mike shows up and nobody's really listening to the station anyway, Mike just resets the station. Maybe we just have him press like the old, you know, turn off, turn on again, just to make sure that that doesn't happen for now until the engineers can figure out exactly what's going on. Maybe we just have him just, because no one's going to notice at 4:45. I mean, it's Ben Maller, for God's sakes. So why don't we just do that and just not have to worry about it at 6 o'clock?
That might be a solution. I don't know if it just happens randomly, but as Fred said, it's happened three times in the last couple of weeks, right around, what, 6 o'clock, Fred?
One time it was at 9 o'clock when you weren't here. Yeah, there was 45 minutes that the board wasn't on.
Okay.
Yeah. And I was at home because of COVID. But I was at home. And there you go. That was the way it was. I mean, it's not the way that a station should operate, but I'm not mad. I'm just discouraged. If I was in management, I'd be furious. But, I would be out of my mind. But then again, I would have been out of my mind the first time it happened. And it wouldn't have happened again because I would have not had it happen again. Whatever. Paul, go ahead.
Oh, God, thank you, Fred, so much for saying it. I mean, Jesus Christ, I take a day off, and the mall doesn't open until friggin' 11 in the morning.
Yep.
It's like 11 in the morning. What the hell am I going to do for the 4 hours I'm up prior?
That's right.
I go to Walmart because it's not 24-7. It's like, even I, you know, even my hours are cut short. I don't want to go back to having to deal with the afternoon commute, but
no,
whatever.
No, you don't. I mean, and it's natural that you wouldn't. You wouldn't want to do
these
things.
That companies aren't making enough money to keep their stores open regular hours?
Basically, yes. I mean, Rich, they're not going to pay the staff, you know, to sit there, you know, especially this 25% capacity. You know, the restaurants aren't making money.
You're right. And those people want to get back to normal. That's exactly my point. And you're complaining about that you think that these people are lazy?
It's going to take time. Not people at restaurants. It's going to take time for people that are getting paid what they normally get paid for less work and less hassle to get back to the work and hassle.
Right. But he just complained about stores not being open the hours that he wanted it to. It's because they're not making as much money right now. They want to get back to normal. Like to infer that it's because they're lazy and they don't want to get back to their normal schedule is insane. They would kill to get back to their normal schedule and make the amount of money. There was an article about the Bolico that is on, or yeah, Bolico, however that. You pronounce it,
yeah.
That's over there by Boston Common. And from last year to this year, they are making 10% of what they made. 10%. I mean, it was like a 90% reduction from one to the next. I mean, they would kill to get back to what
if
they
you're
were.
A that's business, not because if you're a lazy. Business owner, you got a stake in the game. And that's not what I'm talking about. Or if you're someone who is someone in the service industry that is require a crowd to make money, obviously you have a stake in the game. I'm more talking about people that are salaried that have been making the same amount of money during the quarantine that they were with outside of the quarantine, having to do as much work and not having to commute. Because it's tough, and it's not something that I blame people for. I mean, I understand that if you've had life a certain way for a year, that it's going to end when those inconveniences arise and when you're asked to go back and do things, it's going to be difficult. It's going to be a pain in the ass. And you're going to look for ways not to have to do them. I mean, we all do. I mean, what's the point of money? Convenience. I mean, what does money buy you more than anything is convenience. Once you have your staples, it's pretty much all convenience. I mean, so you don't have to deal with garbage. I mean, what's the best part about flying first class? Is you get to skip the line, you get to go through TSA first, you get to, you know, sit up front, you get off the plane first. I mean, it's all convenience. That's what money is. So, I mean, we'll see if I'm wrong or right. I mean, we'll see. But it just, everything seems to be a pretty big skeleton crew. And I know here it ain't money. Bob, go ahead. Bobby.
Hey, Fred.
What's up, Bobby?
Hey. You know, I just listened to you talk about the work ethic. I got a couple small manufacturing businesses. And try to hire somebody right now. Nobody wants to work. If you're not paying $20 an hour or more, they don't even want to come in and talk to you.
I'll tell you this. My wife put a resume on LinkedIn. Within a day, she had three people headhunting her. Three people wanting to hire her. I mean, you're right, Bob. I mean, people don't. Again, she's not applying for good positions. She's applying well below her pay grade. But because people don't want the jobs, Bob. You're absolutely correct. I'm sorry that your business is going through that.
Hopefully it comes back like you say.
Yep. Well, it will. It will. It will have to, because then people will start wanting it. People will start wanting it. And you're going to get left behind. Brandon, go ahead.
Hey, so I have some actual facts that I can use to back up what you're saying. So I'm going to keep the company I work for anonymous for pretty much reasons. But so we have about 60% of our workforce that is working from home. And we've used $100,000 in overtime money just this year alone to just break even with the productivity losses from them being at home.
Yeah.
And that's just not because of the ability of them not being working from home, but just because of just the sheer little amount of time they actually work and they are at home.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Your phone sucks. But what he was saying is that it would cost them $100,000 in overtime to recoup the amount of work lost from people working at home. So what you're hearing from is business owners, basically. Small business owners that are saying, or business owners that are saying, yeah, it's right. And again, I don't blame people. I mean, I could work from home, but I'd be a mess and I'd be trapped at home. So the reason that I come in is selfish in a way as well. So, I mean, I'm being selfish in a way by coming in, not selfish in that I'm going to spread COVID, not that way, but selfish. I mean, it just so happens that what's best for the show is also best for me. So I'm not standing here saying I'm better than anyone. And that's the problem, is that when I'm not better than anyone, is that everyone's kind of the same. And that it's give me convenience or give me death, as the dead Kennedys at one point said. So that's the deal. But I don't know. I think we can all agree, things aren't running the way they used to run here and abroad, everywhere.
And there'll be a massive adjustment.
Yes, because there's a pandemic. Yes, because there's a pandemic, of course.
But the point is, there'll be a massive adjustment period all over the place. I mean, there's an adjustment period. I don't know what I'm going to do when I get caught in gridlock on 93.
We've talked about
this building. I mean, it's going to happen eventually.
Eventually.
But I'm used to going where I want, when I want,
yes,
at whatever speed I want for the last 6-8 months.
Because
that's
a
change.
Because you're like a guy on the road.
Yes.
And so imagine, because
I have no one out there with me.
Right. So think of no one else out there with you.
I know
them
that.
All having to get off their asses and get on the road again.
But the adjustment goes all the way around. Workers who are used to working at home and it's convenient for them, now they're going to have to pack a lunch or whatever and, you know, get a babysitter for the kids and go out. That's what's going to have to happen.
Yeah.
There are adjustments in all sorts of ways. Not all of which are fun.
If you're in the babysitting business, you're getting screwed right now.
Yes.
Because I haven't had a babysitter in a year.
Those who are nannies have lost a lot
in
the last year.
Yeah, yes. I haven't had a babysitter in a full-on year.
Yep.
All right, Rich, what's coming up?
The Celtics, it is they got a problem. They got a fouling problem. We'll get to that. And also, the Big Three debuted last night in Brooklyn, and oh, what a debut.
Yes.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Visit the president of Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketballterms.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Indeed. All right, we'll have all that for you in just a moment.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
Hi, Fred. Hi, Rich. John, how are you?
Thank you for saying our name.
In Boston, everybody knows their names.
It lends a sense of intimacy to this conversation.
It's Tusher and Rich.
Oldest chum.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed. It's Tusher and Rich.
Just to finish from off the air, it's what your price for Dabrowski. Because you're right now, you're paying the fiddler.
Of course. And we've discussed this a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you're paying the fiddler.
Yeah.
So this is what you get. Look at Detroit. It can go on for a long time.
Jeez, don't say
that. We were talking about the Red Sox. Oh, I apologize. Yeah. But Wallach puts his headphones on.
The two people who care.
Hey, I didn't feel enough people cared about it to set it up again.
No, but, I understand.
Wallach puts his headphones on in the middle of conversations, and he's impervious to sound. I'll tell you this, Rich, is that John reminded me a little bit myself today when I came in. He said, why is everyone making such a big deal about that poem yesterday at the inauguration? And I went, Johnny boy, look at you.
I didn't think it was the world-altering speech that social media would have you believe it to be. That's
apparently
all.
She had a crippling speech impediment. That's why.
Oh, is that what it was? Okay.
Yeah.
That's
not why everyone was freaking out about it. That's not why everyone is, because I think John and I weren't aware of that, and I think that that's not the case.
I think that's the story, is that she rose
that might
from
be the story.
Having this speech impediment.
Well, she was an award-winning poet. Okay. She was a youth award-winning poet who was given this gig due to her ability to write poetry, not her speech impediment.
Now, you're 22 and you're reading your poetry in front of the world. That takes a certain amount of...
I'm going to guess 99% of the people that watched that was unaware that she ever had a speech impediment. And she wasn't up there because she had a speech impediment. She was up there because she had won some poetry award and was there to read her poetry.
She did a good job.
I had heard that she was picked partially also because of Biden's speech impediment.
Sure. But it's like not like she was... It's not just like she was someone with a speech impediment that they just tossed up there and said, read a poem. I mean, this was a poet. Now, let's not lose track of John's. John was the one who came in, and I was proud of him. He came in, and he questioned something. The amount of people, amount of grown men on Twitter yesterday saying how they cried was really something else.
I did not cry. I thought it was nicely done. I thought the words were can be powerful, but I didn't think it was the mind-altering thing that social media would have you believe.
I'll tell you what. She tweeted something, the woman that read the poetry. Two number one books on Amazon right now. People, I mean, talk
she
about...
She got 20 million followers in one day.
Talk about making a little cash.
Yeah. I mean, listen, there's been a already the meme has kind of jumped the shark, but you got to admit, Bernie Sanders sitting there with those big-ass mittens on his hands was funny as hell. Just all alone in the corner in a seat just by himself. I mean, as Vermont-looking as you could possibly get, there's Bernie Sanders just looking like the guy who was waiting for them to call his number at the deli or like he's at the pharmacy just sitting there waiting, old man by himself. Yeah, that was great. So, I mean, it was interesting yesterday, and you're right.
It was good, and I think it's very good that people tuned in, myself included, who'd never watched this crap usually, and finally, and maybe went, all right, the United States is, we got some measures in place, I guess, to keep things from going down. The country rallied and protected itself, and so I think that was good. I didn't even really watch the poetry thing. I saw it later. I saw some of it. I'm not the world's. I don't get poetry. I'm not intelligent enough.
I didn't watch a second of the thing last night just because I was thinking to myself, if I had seen a concert with this lineup, I would have gone, nope. I mean, the Foo Fighters are fine, whatever. I like the Foo Fighters. They're a good band. But I mean, you know, Bon Jovi doing This Land Is Your Land or something, and then, you know,
Woody
the
Guthrie,
balls.
Baby. Woody Guthrie. That Bon Jovi is the Woody Guthrie of our time.
Well, I've always said that. Now, I just, it was one of those things where I'm like, why would I watch this? And the only thing I saw this morning was they were showing something on TV of like the Bidens standing and looking at the fireworks, and I was like, is that CGI? Was that like the biggest effing fireworks display in the history of fireworks? Like, it was absolutely freaking enormous that they had out there. It almost looked like the one where accidentally all of the fireworks went off at the same time. You maybe ever seen that famous video clip? Oh, it's great.
It's like a concussion bomb.
It was enormous. So I mean, yeah, I mean, it was cool. It was definitely cool yesterday, and more than anything, you're just glad you got through the day without. I mean, everyone's sitting and waiting for something potentially bad to happen.
Oh yeah,
and the fact that it didn't is you kind of wake up this morning and breathe a little bit.
Yeah,
but I mean, don't get me wrong. That's what a lot of people were doing while we're watching. Is just like, oh, please don't let there be like some sort of shenanigans that all of us. You're just waiting for a disaster at that point.
You know who was filled with emotion and couldn't stop tweeting was Mr. Sebastian Bach.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he according to his Twitter, who I follow on Twitter, is Sebastian Bach, ex Skid Row lead singer. He was
Twitter follower, is he not?
Oh yeah, he gets because he started. He gets you can tell when the wine starts taking hold, and he starts calling out like Ripper Owens, love you, buddy, but you still follow Chump. Now that this happened, like, he just starts, like, calling dudes out. And then, like, he follows Barbara Streisand. Like, anyone who's famous and he likes what they say, he retweets. It's just, like, it's almost like drinking with Sebastian. He's trapped at home. Like, he wants to be out rocking, and he can't. And, but, so he was, that's everything. He's like, vote Biden to rock again. Rock and roll again. And, yeah, that was his whole platform. So, yeah, but...
He picked a fight with Chris Jericho.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
my buddy, that I used to live with, Rich Ward from Fozzy, and I was all in on that. Chris Jericho versus Sebastian Bach was something to behold.
Yeah, Sebastian Bach's teeth have just gone red wine red.
Oh.
Like, yeah, his teeth have just... he was so good-looking, Sebastian Bach, that when I was in... probably a freshman in high school, there was a girl at this other school that we all lusted after that looked exactly like Sebastian Bach.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like of that era, was he the best-looking guy that could have been a girl? Like who kind
that
of
could
like,
have been a girl? Yeah. I can't imagine that there's anyone
Vince
more.
Back in the day, Vince Neil wasn't bad back in the day before he started eating.
It's hard to say because he just looks like poo now.
We're going to throw Kip Winger out? I can't believe it.
Kip Winger was a man.
Looks like a man.
All yeah, right. Kip Winger had like chest hair. Yeah.
All right.
Like, I mean, when I first saw the cover of Look What the Cat Dragon, I thought they were chicks, but none of them were particularly good looking.
Yeah.
CC DeVille was interesting looking, maybe, if he was a chick at the time. But how funny would it have been if Slash would have really ended up in Poison? Because you know Slash auditioned for Poison. So that would have been the greatest thing ever if Slash was in Poison.
I mean, how hysterical is that? And first of all, they chose CeCe DeVille over Slash, which is just amazing to me. Amazing. What
depends
did you
who
see
you
in
ask.
That guy that you didn't see in Slash?
Well, too bluesy influence. CeCe was just it may be better looking with makeup. But, yeah, so Sebastian Bach, by far, if a female, because all you had to do was put breasts on him. Mm-hmm. And I mean, who could? And then you would have been like, hey, look what we got here. Sebastian Bach, my dear. What do we got? D. I don't know. None of this is working, Nick. All right. Well, if you cried yesterday, congratulations. Here we go. Brian, go ahead.
All right. I'm coming at you. Bobby Doll. Hot as hell back in the day. Dizzy Dean Davidson, Light a Candle. Those two guys right there.
Dizzy Dean, though, was in Guns N' Roses. I didn't know Dizzy Dean before Guns N' Roses, and he was like a dude in Guns N' Roses. Was Bobby Doll like a hot chick?
Dizzy Dean is Brittany Fox, I think.
Oh, okay. Oh, boy. Brittany Fox.
I'm pretty sure Dizzy Dean is Brittany Fox.
Okay. I thought Dizzy was the keyboard player for Guns N' Roses. Okay, but maybe that's not
or
Dizzy.
Or was that I don't know. Maybe you're right. I don't think so. I think he's the dude from Brittany Fox.
Dizzy Dean Davidson?
Yeah. Yeah, he was. Yeah,
oh, yeah, Brittany Fox.
Yeah.
Okay. A brunette.
There was a Dizzy who played. Oh, keyboard. Was he the keyboardist
yes.
for Guns? Yeah, when Dizzy showed up, that was the Jump the Shark GNR moment. Like anything time that he was prominently displayed in a song, you could throw it away.
Yeah,
the
right.
worst songs that Use Your Illusion featured him.
Yeah, I'm looking at Brittany Fox. They're too East Coast, man. They're too down and dirty Philadelphia style. They're in the
yeah,
same
like Cinderella and those guys.
Yeah, they're in the same camp as Cindy. All right, so when we come back, we will talk about the Celtics. Here are the headlines.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling helpline MA.org. Must be 21+. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Track.
I like this.
Right now.
This to me is fun.
It's Tusher and Rich.
Which is happening right at this moment.
On Boston's Home for Sports.
People either hating me or liking me.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yeah. 98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Tusher and Rich. Rich, you got to hand it to Adam Jones. The man takes his notes during the Celtics games.
Yeah.
Lots and lots of notes. Pages of notes in very small print. But they played last night. They lost to Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the deal?
It was a disappointing loss that would have made Tommy Heinsohn lose his mind.
Celtics are not going to foul here, and Thibault could just dribble out the clock. 45 free throw attempts for the Sixers in the return of Joel Embiid. Celtics go to Philadelphia without Jason Tatum. They make a run at it.
Wrangle.
Too much Embiid and Simmons in the fourth quarter.
Wrangle.
The Sixers pull away late. The final score, Philadelphia 117, Boston 109.
Yeah,
Wrangle.
So
without,
I don't think so. I
just Wrangle. Think that,
but, with Jason Tatum out, the Celtics, I mean, it was toe-to-toe with the Sixers for most of the night, but then they forgot how to defend someone without fouling. And that someone was usually Joel Embiid, and the Celtics ended up losing that one, 117-109. The story of the game, a free throw discrepancy that honestly, you know, they even mentioned on the broadcast, Tommy would have been going crazy, but unjustifiably so. The Sixers, they did attempt a whopping 45 free throws, including 17 in the fourth quarter. The Celtics did not attempt a free throw at all in the final period. And of Joel Embiid's game-high 42 points, 17 were scored on free throws. And you know what? Celtics committed most of them. In my opinion, last night was way more of a self-discipline problem than a referee problem. I mean, this team finds a way of getting other teams into the bonus way too early and then making dumb decisions, especially down low. And yesterday, there's a, you know, when you have a guy like Joel Embiid down low, he will make you pay. Like, he's one of these guys that's just part of his game is to make you foul him because of his size and because of the way he plays. It was I'm looking back on that game and I can't think of many fouls that the Celtics didn't legitimately commit. John, am I wrong in thinking that?
I think Embiid, I don't think he earned all of them. I think he was given the benefit of the doubt on a few of them. I also agree that the Celtics should have been more aggressive on the offensive end and not settled for bad shots from the outside. But more to Embiid, he knows every little trick in the book to get you to foul him. And because he's a star, he gets the benefit of the doubt on a lot of things. And that's more the story than anything else. I mean, Marcus Smart after the game, I don't know, are you going to play that sound?
We'll play it because it got good. But before we get to that, the good news was, or at least I should say the great news, is that Kemba looked fantastic.
Kemba coming strong against Dwight Howard, forces it up with the right hand. It's up and good. He kept Dwight Howard at bay. I'll say that again. Kemba kept Dwight Howard at bay with his left hand and scored with his right. Kemba 19 points in 13 minutes. Celtics by 6.
Yeah, damn those limited minutes, because in Kemba's second game, he looked like classic Kemba. He had 19 points, 6 assists in the 22 minutes. He went off in the first half, sat the entire third quarter, and then he reentered the game in the fourth. I mean, in fairness, he looked a bit winded.
He bounced the ball off his leg down 6 with a chance to get back into things.
Yeah, that's going to take time. I mean, but to come out of the box like that with his limited minutes was awesome to see, because that's a sign that
he looks really, really good. I mean, he looks like he did when the Celtics signed him.
End of the game, he's not in baseball condition, basketball condition.
He's not in shape yet. He's not. Second game back.
First half player.
Well, here's Kemba on what's different with his body since his return.
You know, just my movement is a lot better. I'm more comfortable just being me, you know, splitting screens and, you know, getting downhill, stop and go. Most importantly is, you know, my pull-ups. I've been shooting pull-ups for many years now, you know, in this league, and that was something that I struggled with to get to, you know, my knee was really, really, you know, hurting. So that's one indication that I know I'm, you know, feeling a lot better.
All right, so that's good news. But then things got fun. After the game, Marcus Smart showed up to his press conference, still in his uniform, carrying the box score. And when it came to fouls discrepancy, he was pretty pissed.
He shot alone, himself, 21 free throws. Our team shot 20. Can't beat that. They shot 36 from 45. We shot 13 for 20. Hard to win that way.
All right, talking about Joel Embiid. By the way, Daniel Tice, like, getting in the face of the ref at the end of yesterday's game. Tice had a great game, by the way, other than some of his dumb fouls. But, I mean, he got in the face of the ref, and when Marcus Smart has to call off the dogs, then you know that you're seeing someone who's legitimately pissed. I mean, Tice is one of the most disrespected guys in the league when it comes to fouls anyway. I mean, he gets, negative star power when it comes to the calls.
Yep.
So in the other locker room, Joel Embiid was told that Marcus was complaining about the lopsided number of fouls. And here's Joel's response.
Marcus Smart just told me that I flail a lot. Come on. I mean, I'm sure he knows himself and he knows his game too. You know, he does a lot of that. I don't think I do. I mean, if you watch basketball and if you're a student of the game, and if you actually pay attention during the game, I mean, we all say like every single foul, I get fouled, and they probably don't call all of them. Not the last one.
I do love that. Mark is saying that I fail a lot.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Look in the mirror.
Smart gets in the face of a lot of people and crawls under their skin. The one guy that really gets to him is Embiid. I mean, there's a history between the two of them. I was telling Fred this before we came on the air. I did a game with Cedric Maxwell in Philadelphia a couple of years ago where Embiid, you know, crushed Smart on a pick and lifted his elbow just enough to make contact with his chin. And Marcus went after him, shoved him down, stood over him, and got ejected. I mean, you never see him do that. Not now, anyway. The first couple of years, it was one thing, but he's shown a lot of discipline. He's usually the agitator. Embiid is an agitator. He's just like Marcus. He'll give you that little elbow. He'll give you that little hip check, and Marcus can't stand it. And
I'm watching
Embiid
that game
gets a lot
night.
More foul calls than Smart does because he's a much better offensive player.
You know, the one thing about that game that I was watching last night is it is such a shame that Joel Embiid can't stay motivated for an entire season. Because when that guy is dialed in and wants to win, he's my favorite player in the league.
He's great.
Like what you saw last night, that's everything you want in a big man. I mean, and the way he talks trash afterwards.
Yeah.
I know the team can rally behind it, but he's just got that problem where he chooses what games he wants to play and chooses which ones he doesn't.
See, this year's different, though, Rich. This year's different because he has a different head coach. Doc Rivers, and I'm convinced of this after seeing the start that Philadelphia got off to before COVID hit their roster. I think Philadelphia is going to be there. You know, they're going to be a team that's going to be a pain in the ass to get rid of late because Doc has this team playing much differently than Brett Brown ever did.
And you know what, too, is last night we got to see a little taste of the reason that they brought in Tristan Thompson. I mean, it was for almost specifically guys like Joel Embiid. We saw Bam Adebayo. I mean, Tristan Thompson is a direct result of the way that those guys have abused the Celtics. And it wasn't the greatest last night. I mean, he committed 5 fouls in like 21 minutes, and he didn't do a ton to contain Embiid. So, I mean, hopefully they can crack the code a little bit with that, but it's tough. When you have a motivated Joel Embiid, there aren't many players in the NBA that are better than that guy.
That's the point. You have to – now, Embiid made a lot of fallaways, and Scalabrine said during the broadcast yesterday, you'll take a fallaway from Embiid in the lane rather than that standstill three or having him 2 feet from the basket, which is what he's done for long periods of time against the Celtics. More often than not, if you get him to fall away from the basket while you are bodying him up, he's going to miss those shots. Last night was one of those nights where everything went in, and he got a lot of foul calls too. But I'll take what Tristan Thompson did, even though the numbers don't bear it out. And they don't. You're right, Rich. He committed 5 fouls. He wasn't very effective in the second half, simply because he had to watch himself. But I think Thompson, when you face this team over a 7-game series, will make a difference. Daniel Tice, although he made a couple of nice defensive plays late, by and large, can't carry that guy around for 35 minutes.
Well, Fred, this is getting to the point where you got to kind of start holding Brad Stevens accountable because there's a problem on this team, and that is they can't defend guys without fouling. And, I mean, this team makes more dumb fouls. Like, do you remember a couple of games ago when the clock was ticking down? There was like 2 seconds left, and I forget who it was, but they were at 3/4 court, and they launched up a shot, and Marcus Smart slapped him on the arm. All right, what are we doing? There's a discipline problem when it comes to that. And last night, I'm like, you know what? You did it to yourself. Those fouls and guys like Joel Embiid are going to get those calls. Sorry, that's the way the NBA is. You can't put yourself in a situation where you're constantly knocking the guy around. You know, guys going up for pump fakes, Daniel Tice jumping into him, even though Daniel Tice is disrespected. He committed some dumb fouls last night, too. It's something that you're going to have to watch. And Brad Stevens is going to have to try to clean up because that part's on him.
Yeah, it's supposed to be an elite defensive team.
Yeah.
I mean, it's supposed to be a very good defensive team, and they're not showing that right now. Miles Turner, maybe.
Well, maybe. I mean, listen, that's always an option with that money they got sitting around. But
no,
I mean,
that was a slap at the Celtics and not making that trade with Indiana with Gordon Hayward earlier. That's what
that
was.
But he's still available, it sounds like. I mean, it sounds like there's something they can still
hurt,
do.
But, yeah, I mean, they could do it.
Well, let's.
I don't know how long he's under contract. He's a couple years, right?
He's got 2 or 3 years left. Yes,
because they want a guy that's under contract. I guess is what they want. Is they want a guy to make this money last.
By the way, it was an argument I had with a buddy last night. I wanted to get your opinion on it. watching Dwight Howard last night, and Dwight Howard was a very good role player for the Lakers last year and seems to be settled in.
Is your buddy Mike Gorman?
No.
Because I saw you on Twitter.
No. It's not my... That sparked the argument with a friend of mine.
I thought you were inventing a friend.
No. I actually have one, and we talked about this last night. We were watching the game.
Bastard.
Is Dwight Howard a Hall of Famer or not?
I mean, everyone's going to get in the Hall for sure.
Why not?
Okay.
His numbers are ridiculous.
I take this more seriously than everyone else.
Well, I mean, but it's like, you know, with the NBA, it's
like, all right. I've been to the mall. Subway across the hall. I've been there.
It's any Hall of Fame except for baseball. It's really like, sure. Why not?
Okay. Maybe he'll get in.
I mean,
he's going to get in.
And now he's got a ring, which is funny, you know.
Yeah, my wife's been there. I've never been there.
What, to the Basketball Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I've never made my way out to Springfield.
There's a big gym on the ground floor where you can shoot some hoop.
My wife had a meeting there, not at the Hall of Fame, but apparently, as you just stated, the Hall of Fame is located
in a mall
around many businesses.
Yeah, there's a mall built into the side of it.
Yeah, so she had a meeting there.
But they remodeled it, and it actually looks like a real museum now. Like when you drive by, now I haven't been in because I've only passed it on the way to Six Flags.
Yeah, there's it's shaped like a big basketball, and you walk up into the dome. No, you walk up into the dome.
So it's better than the Hockey Hall of Fame, which is just an anchor store in a mall.
No, it's better than that.
It's just a drunk Canadian who yells at you when you give him $5.
It's better than that.
Yeah, the Hockey Hall of Fame is legit, like was a Sears in a mall, and they and maybe not as big as a Sears because I don't think it's two floors.
Oh, that sucks. I was in Toronto and I was pissed I didn't go. Now it seems like...
I went. I mean, it's the stuff that's there is nice, but it's not that great. Go ahead.
When you walked around it, Fred, when you were leaving, I thought I missed all the displays. I'm like, where's the rest of it? Am I going to another wing? Am I going outside in this food court to then go to another area? It really was. So we got outside and all of a sudden I was like, oh, that was the Hockey Hall of Fame. I'm like, okay.
Damn. Yeah,
it's a closed down Tim Hortons.
That's too bad.
Yeah. Yeah, not a lot. It's like two Tim Hortons put together, probably. It's about what the size it is. All right, when we come back, are you having troubles taking a crap? We have a solution for you.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at Boston Scores.org/Noah.